your days long in the night. The night is yours alone. When you're sure you've had.
Hello and welcome to another Bring on the Cats podcast. My name is Ahern Alley, and I'm here with Derek Smith of Bring on the Cats. Derek, good to have you here.
Good to be here.
And tonight we are joined by Josh Kinder of the Manhattan Mercury. You may have also seen him on SportsCenter a few times talking about the Cats. Josh, Josh is the sports editor at the Manhattan Mercury. Josh, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
All right, well, you know, we've had a bye week now to kind of sit and stew over that tough Texas loss. I don't know that the fan base hasn't got any more optimistic. What do you feel like the attitude is within the team, Josh?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like there's a lot of guys that aren't buying in, and I feel like there's a lot of guys that know there are a lot of guys who aren't buying in. For whatever reason, that's what, you know, kind of the topic of conversation was last Tuesday at the press conference, was that you need to get everybody on board, and not everyone is sure that everyone is on board, which is a huge problem 5 weeks into the year.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we
do you think, Josh, there's any truth to the idea that the offensive line hasn't quite meshed well with Jake Waters? There was that whole rumor a couple weeks ago that they were all for Sam's and not so much with Waters. Do you think there's any truth to that at all?
I do think there's a team Sam's and a team Jake. I mean, you know, I think it's, you know, you have that among the fans.
Inside the locker room at all?
I think there could be. I mean, yeah. Something pretty telling to me was watching Jake get blindsided, you know, in Texas in the last series of the game for K-State, and having the offensive line turn, look at him, and walk away from him and leave him on the ground.
Yeah.
Even though, if I'm not mistaken, if a quarterback's getting blindsided, somebody on the offensive line didn't do their job.
Yeah.
I don't fault Jake Waters for fumbling the ball on a blindside hit.
No.
So if that's any indication, yeah, there could be some issues. And I think part of it's that they're not an offensive line built to pass block. And it's not that they can't, it's that they've never had to before. And I think trying to learn that with a guy that, you know, he's a passer. And you know, the offensive line looked great when you had a 230-pound fullback playing quarterback the last 3 years. And they look better with Sam's just because Sam's runs. They don't have to hold the block as long. You know, that's the whole thing. They don't have to do their job as long if Sam's is the quarterback. It's that simple.
Yeah.
More is asked of them, you know, if Waters is back there.
Yeah. What about another kind of topic of discussion for us has been, and it's weird to be even asking this about a Bill Snyder coach team, but kind of a lack of toughness and even lack of discipline. There were a lot of penalties a week ago.
Yeah, I mean, would they have 8 penalties in the first 3 games and they have 8 penalties against Texas?
Yeah.
You're never going to win. I mean, you're just not going to. You can't turn the ball over 3 times and have 8 penalties and ever expect to win a ball game.
What about the toughness on the team? I mean, do you think that there is any lack of toughness? Is that something?
Defensively, they're real green, you know, and I don't know if it's a toughness thing or just they're not as good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're young, you know, they are young, and you know, the Big 12 is awfully unforgiving to a young player, let alone 9 of them. that's a lot of holes to fill, and you don't have that voice on the defense, I don't think, like you had with Arthur Brown. I mean, Trey Walker's your voice, but frankly, he's probably the 4th best linebacker on the team. You know, his voice can only go so far from the sideline, which is where he's been the last couple of weeks. They need to have someone on the field, you know, that steps up, and you know, you think it should be Ty. It should be Zoom. But right now, I don't see a real leader on the defense. You know, and it doesn't mean that there can't be. I mean, there very well could be down the line, and you know, they should be better, you know, you think week 8 than they are week 4. But right now, they haven't seemed to make, you know, much improvement so far.
Right.
When you talk about leadership, even on the offensive side, it seems like it's lacking. I mean, the offensive line, you would imagine somebody there would step up. Daniel Sams certainly hasn't seemed to step into that role, and it seems like Waters is either incapable or unwilling. And so what's your read on that?
Well, I think it's hard to build a lot of continuity on the offense when, you know, when they do have two quarterbacks, and when they, you know, they're so predictable. I mean, it's so predictable right now the way they use those guys. Sams comes in, he's not going to throw the ball, he's going to run it. Doesn't matter. Nine guys in the box, he's going to run it. Waters comes in. God, even they made Waters into basically a third down quarterback against Texas, which is ridiculous. You hear about third down running backs. Well, now there's a third down quarterback, and K-State has him. You know, Sims comes in, goes nowhere on first down, nowhere second down. It's third and long. They bring in Waters. Guess what they're going to do? They're going to throw. I mean, it was ridiculous. No wonder Texas looked so good on defense. Anyone in the stadium could tell you what was going to happen. And I think it's hard to build a real, you know, continuity when, you know, you don't have a guy. You don't have the one guy, you know. And I don't know that Jake isn't leading. I don't know. I don't know that Daniel isn't trying to lead. But I think it's hard when you have two voices. You know, let's just give them the benefit of the doubt and say both are trying to do it. It's hard when you have two voices in the huddle. I think that's a difficult thing. And John Huber, he's still missing in action so far. I mean, he's really done virtually nothing this year, and I think that's he benefited from Colin Klein.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you don't really have to, I mean, you got a guy like Colin Klein running the ball,
but
you know, John's second fiddle, and now he's the number one guy, and I don't think he's quick enough for that. I don't think the line's built for that. I mean, there's just so many issues. I don't know. They need to become more creative. I think they can get away with the two quarterbacks if they just become more creative in how they use them.
Yeah.
It seems last year, so many people said it, that Dana Demo calling the plays was so, just from play to play, unpredictable. You could never tell what was coming. And that has completely, as you said, gone out the window. Do you think that has to do with the coaches not trusting the players? What do you think caused that?
I don't think they trust Daniel Sams to throw the football. Yeah. I mean, I think that's pretty clear. I mean, everyone says he can. Coach Snyder says he can. Players say he can. Yet, he's not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty telling. I mean, and I don't, you know, we're not privy to watch practice, so we don't know this, but
right.
If he's not allowed to throw the ball, just how bad is he at practice?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what is it that they're seeing? Because obviously there's a reason for it.
Yeah.
It's not that it's just slipping their mind, oh, I meant to, you know, call a pass play with Daniel. No, he's not allowed to throw the ball. So what is it that they see in practice? You know, is he just that bad at throwing it?
So
is he that bad at managing the game? I mean, could it be a managing the game issue, could be a throwing issue. It could be, you know, that he makes bad, poor decisions throwing the ball. We all know he'll throw in a double coverage. We know he'll do that. He is a little riskier doing it. But you know, I remember Al Roberson coming up as a sophomore, and they let him throw the ball. Could Daniel be any worse throwing the ball than Al was as a sophomore? And Al wasn't very good, but they still threw the ball with him.
So Wyatt Thompson was talking in the pregame in Texas. He says, from my office, I can, you know, see the practice, and Daniel Sams can throw. How much do you think they're paying him to say that?
he threw the ball in the spring game. When we watched him do it in the spring game, he threw for 400 – you know, 60 yards in the spring game. And he can obviously throw a football. You know, he threw it a few times last year. And, it looks okay. It can't be any worse than Colin Klein throwing a football. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, Colin was great at what he did. You know, but that's the thing. Is he knew what he was good at, and he ran with it, literally. I mean, he knew what he was good at, and he tried to be the best he could be doing that. I don't know that right now K-State has anyone, a quarterback, that, you know, is really getting quite has a grasp on what Colin did. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, like, it's like, you know, like Jake. They run the ball with Jake. They'll run the reads with him. They'll run, you know, the design plays with him. But he doesn't look like he really wants to run it. I mean, he doesn't look committed to it. He's not selling it. And why would you? The guy can, like, he can just stand there flat-footed and throw the ball 65 in the air. Why would he want to run the ball? I wouldn't, you know. But he's trying to do something that they're asking him to do, and he doesn't look comfortable doing it. So they just have to become more creative. I don't understand why you'll run it with Jake, but you won't throw it with Daniel.
Yeah.
I watched the Chiefs game on Sunday, and so many times I found myself wishing that we could run our offense that way, because I feel like if we ran that offense, Jake Waters would be very successful, where they just kind of spread it out and let him run if he sees the opening, but throw the ball mainly, you know, five wide receivers. And we haven't lined up with five all year, where we did that so much last year. Do you think that has to do with the fact we don't have five wide receivers?
Oh, I think they've got them. I mean, they really like, you know, Little Klein, Kyle. They like him, and they like Deontay Burton, you know, the redshirt freshman from Manhattan High. They like those young guys, you know, and you got those guys to go with, you know, Miller and Thompson and Lockett, and they've got their five. Well, yeah. Curry Sexton, you know, another one right now.
I don't know about you throwing a Miller in there.
Yeah, I was going to say, Miller should probably be talking to Susie Fritz about being a setter on the volleyball team.
Yeah, he was, I think they went with more Deontay Burton at the Texas game.
Uh-huh.
I think he got most of Miller's playing time in that one.
Yeah.
But they're not going to give up on him. We know Billy's not going to give up on the kid.
No.
But he's got people there, and you're right. I mean, they're just not doing it. And, you know, and it's not that Jake can't run. The guy can run. He's not, you know, Carson Coffey. I mean, Carson couldn't run. You know, and that's no knock on him either. It's just that he just wasn't a very good runner. And you have guys like that. I mean, Peyton Manning can't run. There's a lot of great quarterbacks who can't run, but Jake can run. He's faster than Colin Klein. I mean, he can do it. I just don't think he wants to do it. He's not selling it. You know, Colin, can you ever say that Colin didn't sell the run? I mean, when he was going, he knew he was going to try to get every single yard he could. Mm-hmm. And I don't see that. I don't see it in Jake. You know, I just think he's running because they tell him to.
Yeah.
So, let's move on to Oklahoma State a little bit. What's your opinion of them after the West Virginia debacle?
You know, I don't think they're picked to win the Big 12. But, you know, I wasn't sold on them week one. You know, the Southern Miss game, you know, Southern Miss isn't a very good football team. I don't care if they're in the SEC or not. They're not very good. And what'd they have? A 3-0 lead at halftime on Oklahoma State? And the final score is 21-3.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty unimpressive if you're the number one team in the Big 12.
Was that the Mississippi State? Mississippi State.
Same thing.
Yeah, point stands.
But, you know, I mean, that's just not very, I don't think people look very good in that game. You know, and obviously West Virginia took care of them. I don't know if it was just a case of, well, we got to put someone number one. You know, might as well be Oklahoma State, even though they had really nothing at quarterback. Not that the guys aren't good, but, you know, nothing proven. You know, they did three guys last year. They lose Randall. I mean, you lose the best running back in the Big 12.
Yeah.
So it's all of a sudden you're picked number one in the league.
Yeah.
I mean, their quarterback is their leading rusher right now. They don't really have a back.
That tells you everything. I mean, they're fast, they're athletic. You know, this Saturday they're going to be at home. You know, they're going to play better at home. They're well coached. You know, I wonder how much the, you know, the Sports Illustrated thing has gotten to the program. I don't know. I haven't heard much lately, but it seems like that'd be awfully big distraction.
Yeah.
I mean, it was for Miami.
They looked fine in the first week back. I mean, you would have thought if it was going to affect them, it'd be in that first game, and they looked pretty good in that one.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to be fine. I mean, they're going to be ready to play. There's no, everyone in the Big 12 is going to be ready to play. K-State's going to be ready to play. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me at all, you know, if Coach Snyder comes out with a different game plan and maybe a better plan to use both quarterbacks. I mean, they're smart. Coach Snyder's been doing this a long time. His coaching staff, he's got good coaches on that staff. they're going to figure something out. They're not stupid. They look on the same thing. They see the same thing that we all see. They look on the game film. They see the predictability with it and how much of a joke that was against Texas. I mean, no wonder they got beat. They'll make changes. I just don't know. You know, is the talent there enough right now for new changes to be real obvious?
Yeah. And how much should we be worried about the secondary? You know, and then the linebackers against the pass game.
Well, Dorian Roberts is. I don't look now, but I think Texas just scored on him again. he hasn't been very good so far. But again, he's in there for a reason. They see something in him. He's winning the job. I mean, Snyder says these guys win the jobs every week. So if he's winning the job, then that means who's ever behind him, Morgan Burns maybe, isn't as good. I find that really hard to believe.
Yeah.
But that's the case. You know, I don't know. But so far, Dorian hasn't played very well. He leaves a big cushion. He gets burned, even giving the guy 10 yards. The guy gets smoked. He gives up touchdowns in every game. The one time against Texas when he didn't give a big cushion, he got called for pass interference because he tackled the guy. I mean, he's just been real inconsistent. And now teams are picking on him. I mean, they know that's where to go. And, you know, they're picking on him. I don't think I think Kip Daly's played fine. I think Ty has played well. But I think at the same time, I don't think Barnett has on the other safety. And maybe Ty's freelancing. Sometimes it looks like he's freelancing a little bit, like trying to cover the butt of other guys in the secondary. And then that leaves his job, his spot, kind of, vulnerable. I don't know. Seems like he's maybe trying to do too much. And that's, you run into that when the people around you aren't as talented sometimes as you are.
What about, kind of one of the big themes on defense is, do you go with the younger, more athletic guys, or do you go with the more experienced guys who maybe don't have the raw talent? Do you think Snyder has a bias either way? Is that something that's been talked about?
I don't know. They're going with him, and they've got some young guys. I think Mike Moore, he's starting to play a lot more. I'm not even going to start to say
his full name. Yeah.
Whatever it is, some Mike or whatever the heck that is. We'll just call him Mike.
Yeah.
He looks really good. I like that kid. I mean, he plays hard and he's quick, and he plays a D end, down linebacker kind of position, and I think he's pretty impressive right now. I mean, he's basically taken most of the playing time away from Trey Walker. And kid's a sophomore or whatever. He's good. I think Britt's good. I like Mueller. I like Truman. I like a lot of these guys. I just don't know what the problem is.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not bad football players. I don't think these are bad football players. They all played really well at certain points last year. Mueller made plays last year, and Britt's made some plays last year.
So, well, since we're talking about the defense, then let's take a quick leap forward. And should we be scared about this defense going up against Baylor's offense right now?
I think you should be scared about this defense going up against any offense. See, I don't know if you guys are ever going to want me on again. Case Bader's listening to me. They're going to think I'm like the biggest doomsdayer ever.
I think that's prevailing opinion all over the fan base right now. I don't think that that's anything that nobody else is feeling.
We'll see how many for sale signs are in my front yard next week.
Yeah. But
except for maybe the older guys who are like, hey, why are we saying doomsday about a 6-6 season? That's,
They haven't really shown me anything. That's the thing. There's been flashes, where it's like, wow, okay, that's a heck of a play, or ooh, that was a good drive. But for every good drive, there's three bad ones, They just haven't shown me much. I'm impressed with Jake Waters. I like the kid, man. Come on. When's the last time you guys have seen a ball thrown from a quarterback at K-State like that?
Yeah.
Maybe Chad May, maybe.
That's a long time ago. I think Bishop had a pretty, he could throw the ball.
Yeah.
Josh Freeman could throw the football. They didn't really let him.
Yeah, that West Coast was more short slant routes. He didn't get to throw down field very much. I remember that pass against KU, though, to Jordy Nelson, where they burned to lead.
Yeah.
I mean, Freeman had a cannon for an arm. They just weren't really allowed to. He wasn't really allowed to showcase it. Overson could throw the ball, but he was inconsistent with it. But Jake, he's making NFL throws. Those are NFL throws. That pass he made to Tyler late in the game
on the sideline,
the 62 yarder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There hadn't been a K-State quarterback in 10 years that could make that pass.
Yeah,
it was a great catch too. Also, but
amazing catch,
awesome. Great throw.
Yeah,
but you got the ball there.
And yeah.
No one. I mean, Colin Klein, he's a Heisman finalist. You couldn't have done that.
No.
The two. Look at the two he had against North Dakota State.
Yeah.
Two long ones he had in that game. Those are NFL throws.
Yeah.
So they have a great quarterback there with an arm. But you've got to be able to run the ball, and I don't think it has to be Jake. I mean, I don't understand. For me, it's got to be a system thing. Because you look, there's tons of great football programs across the country. You have quarterbacks that aren't runners and they don't run the ball, and yet they have running backs who can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why you have a running back. Well, it seems like in this system, the way things are set up, either you have a quarterback who can throw it and no one who can run it behind him, or you have to run it and just not throw it at all. And that just seems odd to me. That there has to be a way to get a running back involved in the game.
What about, my biggest frustration with Jake so far is it seems like once a game or so he has that turnover where you're just saying, what were you thinking, man? Is that just an experience? Are you going to grow out of that?
I think he's adjusting. I think he's finding out pretty quickly the Big 12 isn't JUCO. He Terrell obviously bounced one off his face. Who was that against? Louisiana or something?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But he's throwing a couple in the double or triple coverage, too. Where it's just...
There's been a couple. I mean, he had one at the end of the game, against North Dakota State, 28 seconds to go. I don't fault him for that. Then he had the other one he had against him. He was in the end zone. He got drilled in the end zone. They threw the ball.
Yeah.
If he didn't throw it to safety, the problem is he should have thrown it out of bounds.
Yeah. And then, of course, the fumble against Texas.
The guy who caught that ball caught it on the sideline. He had 9 picks last year.
Yeah.
And the guy that caught it's an NFL corner next year. He's made a couple bad throws or legit. Yeah,
and the butt fumble too comes to
the
mind.
Fumble is not. that's kind of that's a bad one.
Yeah.
That was a play, in my opinion, that never should have been called in that situation. Though, I mean, it doesn't defend Jake at all, but it was 3 minutes to go when you're down by more than one score. Why you run at the ball? I don't understand that.
Yeah. Which is the whole reason why they didn't play Daniel at all in the second half.
Yeah.
You're losing. You're not going to run it to get back in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. They got a lot of work to do, but you can do it. I mean, it's not like the Big 12 is some juggernaut conference right now. If this team makes the right adjustments, the season doesn't have to be lost. It really doesn't. There's plenty of time. If you win the games you're supposed to win, the Iowa States, the KU's, how many more there are on
this? I don't know. Yeah. We could have said West Virginia.
If you had to pick out 4 wins, which is what we need to maybe even sniff a bowl, what would you say?
I think Iowa State, KU. I think West Virginia, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not impressed with them. I'm just not. And they still don't play defense.
And you get them in Manhattan, too. So.
You get them in Manhattan. I think TCU, they play some D. Their offense, to me, isn't that impressive. Kind of like last – they look a lot like last year's TCU team, especially with Paul Hall's not in there.
Yeah.
Texas Tech's a weird one. It's down there. K-State's never played well in Lubbock.
I'm not sold on Tech, but playing in Lubbock is scary.
It is, because they just don't ever win there. But I'm not sold on them. I'm like you. I just don't – I'm not that impressed. They've got a walk-on quarterback for crying out loud.
Yeah.
I mean
– Michael Brewer, it sounds like he's back in practice now, so who knows what that'll bring, but
– Right. I don't know. I think there's some games you can steal. There are some games you can steal. You're not going to beat Oklahoma. and they're probably not going to be Oklahoma State, more than likely. I mean,
yeah,
they're probably not. Now, it was Friday. It's a closer game than people thought a week ago.
But if it was here, I'd feel a lot better about it.
Right, right. I think Baylor, look at Baylor, and their offense looks great. They've got a great running back. Their quarterback looks extremely good. But they still don't play defense either, I don't think.
They're playing a lot better than they did last year.
Well,
at this time.
Against nobody.
So do you see them as a West Virginia left from last year, like that team was? I mean, is their defense that bad?
Well, I don't think I've ever seen a defense that bad. Other than maybe KU's defense in the last year under Turner Gill, that might have been the worst defense I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I mean, that was one for the ages. I don't know. I just, who knows? I mean, the problem is at K-State, they have no identity on offense. You know, I think if we're sitting here talking about a K-State team that's, has no defense but could put points on the board, just like the Baylors and the Oklahoma States and the Tags, I'd say, it's a 50-50 for every game. It's whoever has the ball last and scores the 49th point to beat the guy that had 47 points.
And really, I mean, coming into the season, didn't that seem sort of like the worst-case scenario?
Oh, I told everyone all summer. I wrote about it all summer long. Oh, this team's going to roll on offense. At least they'll put points on the board. Well, crap. You know, if you don't have a defense that can stop anyone and you can't score, well, that's going to be a long day.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I think they can. I mean, I think the pieces are there. It's just a matter of putting them in the right spot. And, you know, I think that's the struggle with this two-quarterback thing is no one knows kind of how to do it the right way. There isn't some magical plan of how to use two guys at quarterback. It's a hard thing to do. And I've watched Bill do it before, and it hasn't worked. And he used, Webb and Everidge and, what was it, 4-0-5.
Mm-hmm. Dylan Meyer was there.
Meyer was in the mix there. It's awful. The whole thing was bad.
Yeah, and
Mark Dunn and Bill Roberson.
Yeah.
And that was disgusting. I mean, it was a 6-6 year.
This season seems so similar to 04 to me so far.
It just doesn't
quite as bad, but
yeah, I just don't think it works.
Yeah.
I think that Florida fans might disagree.
But. Yeah.
Well, but even when you said Florida?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's even that year. I looked at that. We looked at that at the office the other day with the whole, you're talking about the league, Tebow?
Right, right.
If you look at the numbers from that year, it wasn't a true two-headed monster in a way. Because, league still, that year, league had more, he had over 2,000 yards passing. Tebow had like 360 passing. I mean, he was a goal line. He was a belldozer.
Okay.
That's really what he was. I mean, so would you really call what OU did last year as a two-headed quarterback? I wouldn't. He's a situational quarterback. I don't think it was a real deal. I mean, it was what, a year later, Tebow goes off and, puts up a ton of yards and wins the Heisman.
Yeah.
But, they used him in situational stuff. I mean, Leak still did the bulk of the passing. I mean, he had 2,000 or more yards than Tebow did.
Yeah.
To be honest, coming into the year, that's kind of what I thought we would see, especially after the spring game and after North Dakota State, seeing what Waters could do throwing the ball. I kind of thought that's what we would do, just put Sam's in and Wildcat. I mean, I guess you could say that is what we're doing, but it's just not working.
It's not working. Wildcat didn't work with Angelo Pease either.
Yeah.
I think that's a horrible system. But
I feel like it would work if they'd let Sam's throw, but they just don't.
I feel like, I know. I just want to see the guy do it. I mean, you got to do something to keep the defense honest.
Yeah.
And right now they're not showing it. The real issue, I think, is that, you look at the K-State roster, and there's only two quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I mean, in a perfect situation, say, Jake is the quarterback, and Daniel is going to be used everywhere. You would say he's going to be a receiver. He's going to be a running back. He's going to be a slot guy. He's going to be a quarterback. You're going to keep him on the field and move him around because he's the best athlete you have.
Uh-huh.
Use him in every capacity you can possibly think of where he's not leaving the field, where he and Jake are on the field at the same time, the whole time. The problem is, if one of them gets hurt, there is no backup. Hubner, some guy named Hubner is the backup, the third guy. You don't want him in the game, probably.
No.
It's just a hunch. But he's a lot like maybe a Jeff Schwinn, if you remember that name.
Oh, I was at the Marshall game. I remember that game.
Yeah, I remember Jeff Schwinn very well.
Maybe a poor man's Adam Helm.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't want him in the game. So you really don't have you don't have security back there. I mean, if you lose Jay, okay, Daniel's your guy. But you have no one behind Daniel.
Yeah.
Or a guy that runs the ball. I mean, that's pretty dangerous. Look, if they had Tate Bender still, done deal. He's the starter anyway.
Yeah.
In my opinion. I mean, if Tate didn't leave, you know, last year, then we're not even having this conversation. You have one quarterback because he can do both.
Do you think this is a silly question, but do you think if we would have had Tate Bender that they would have even bothered to go after Jake Waters?
Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Daniel was sitting third string last year when Tate quit.
Mm-hmm.
And Daniel, he wasn't going to be the backup.
Yeah. So
now Bender's lighting it up at Iowa Western. Funny how that works out.
Yeah.
Irony.
Oh, he's looking great, too. Big numbers.
Yeah. Yeah. So, what's your realistic prediction for the rest of the year?
I think they're lucky to make a bowl. I really do. I think if you get 6 wins, take it and run.
Pinstripe bowl?
Well, maybe. God. Last year, I was hoping last year would be the last year of that game.
Yeah.
I agree with Chris Harper. That should not be a bowl game.
Yeah.
Did you go to New York when they were there?
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's an experience I'll never forget. Walking into the open air Yankee Stadium press box when it's 25 degrees out, a foot and a half of snow on the ground everywhere you can see, and walking in and finding my seat and starting to make fun of the media gift. They gave us a little bag of media gifts for that, and in the bag was a stocking cap. And I thought, it's a Yankee stocking cap.
Oh, and man.
Anyone who knows me knows I am far from a Yankees fan.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, we're probably keeping you from the Texas game tonight, aren't we? I apologize.
Hey, they're already losing, so it's But we get these stocking caps, and I'm thinking, why on earth do they give me a stupid Yankee stocking cap? However, by the end of the first quarter, everyone was wearing them. It's so cold. By the fourth quarter, we couldn't even feel our hands. We had sports writers with big old gloves on trying to type. It was an awful experience. I broke my suitcase, dragging my suitcase through 2 feet of snow to my hotel. The hotel that cost $2,000 a night, for crying out loud. I mean, because it's on New Year's weekend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And my hotel was in Brooklyn. That's
yeah.
Not anywhere near Yankee Stadium. I mean,
yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's just the whole experience was awful for the media. I think it was bad for the media. It was bad for the players. I mean, it's not that's supposed to be your gift at the end of the year is to go to 25 degree weather in New York City with snow on the ground. It was a bad deal. They should thank God it's not there. It's not going to be a Big 12 game next year.
Yeah. All right, well, I think probably getting to the point where we about wrap it up. Josh, you want to give us a prediction for this Saturday before we go?
Man, if K-State can keep it close, and that might be asking a lot, but if they can keep it close in the 30s, I think they got a shot. They got a shot of winning that game if they can do that. But they can't afford to go down 17 points quickly like they did at Texas. Because Oklahoma State's better. If Oklahoma State is a 17-0 late on you, it's over. Because they're not going to stop. We'll see. If they can keep it close in the 30s, I think K-State's got a shot. If they let Oklahoma State open up a big lead early, it's over. Just, you know, I might get a quick trip back to Manhattan. So, but, you know, who knows? This team, I feel like I'm so negative this whole time.
People
are gonna hunt me down on this.
all the way from the song you picked out to the end here.
Oh, now you're crediting me with that song.
Yeah. Well, it's been great having you, Josh.
So yeah, we appreciate it.
It's fun. It's fun.
And hey, you know what? Maybe this will work, because last time we had David Ubbin on, he told us that K-State was going to roll over Texas. And look how that worked out.
Oh, my gosh.
Handling, I think, was the word he used. Handling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So.
Dave. No wonder he's not at ESPN anymore. I mean, you make comments like that against the ESPN Longhorn Network, and but who knows? Hopefully this team can surprise people and turn it around and prove me wrong. And I would like nothing more than for them to prove me wrong and go and win 8 games. Because that's a lot more fun to cover.
Yeah.
And it keeps me from going to New York. Sorry, Ben Strackball.
Yeah. All right, Josh. Well, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Derek, thanks for coming on again.
Yeah, no problem, man. Anytime.
We'll leave you guys with some music once more.